First word from me and right higher up. Okay. May this coming year, 2011, be a wonderful and great year for every one of you. All that is important that we are in the presence of the Lord and that we can experience, feel His presence in all decisions, in everything that is coming your way. Maybe it's better now. Get it out of my pocket. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Dan. And if this year started with grief and loss, may the good Lord comfort you, especially thinking of Frank, Wes, your other brother and family. Just to remind you of Inga's funeral that will be held on Thursday, coming Thursday at 2 o'clock. We're thinking of you in prayer and for everyone with serious health issues. There's so much of us that have a lot of pain and problems. May the good Lord take wonderful care of us in 2011. Let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, you are our great and wonderful Father in heaven. You are full of love, and thank you for the freedom, the confidence we have to come to you, not now this morning only, but Father, every minute of every day. Because you know what we really need. We pray for your guidance. We pray especially for your presence. For everyone that have lost dear ones this last few weeks. For a lot of our members with serious health issues, problems, what sort of problems ever, you know it better than we know ourselves. And therefore we pray, be with us. And Lord, we thank you for all the blessings you gave us in 2010. We thank you for the sunny days, for the sad, cloudy days. We thank you for peaceful afternoons, but for long, dark nights as well. Thank you for health, for sickness, for sorrows, for joy. Thank you for the loneliness, for work, difficulties, problems, uncertainties, and Lord, even thank you for tears, because all these brought us closer to you. And Lord, we pray for 2011. Give us whatever you wish. We ask only that you grant us the faith to see you in everything that comes our way. Give us hope, give us courage. Do not give up and love. Love more with love for you each day and love for those around us. Give us, Lord, what you know is good for us and that which we know not how to ask. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that intercedes for us. We come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for his birth, his coming to this world, for what he did for us. We ask it all in his name. Amen. I've got the text I'd like to read to you and use this morning, but you know, every time to get my glasses on and open the Bible, so I've got it here. But first, let us read a word from Luke, the well-known passage, Luke 2nd chapter. We read from verse 8. Luke chapter 2nd, the birth of Jesus Christ, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Glory to God and peace on earth. It should be an interesting question this morning if I should ask you, what exactly do you understand or feel when we use the word peace? Most of us will say it's a sort of a good feeling. Some will say in this world, and listening to the news on radio, see what is going on in this world, most of us will say, please stop the fighting and the war. Let there be peace on earth. Meaning what? You see, for us, peace is to feel good, and maybe to understand the meaning of peace according to the Word of God. Let us use the relationship between two people. For instance, between me and my wife, between me and my children. When the relationship is good, working out, full of love and understanding, there is a coming together for good. There is a good feeling. There is harmony. But the moment there is a problem, there comes a tension. I'm looking for a better word, but a sort of uncomfortable tension. And we have a saying in Afrikaans, the tension is getting so extreme that you can even cut it with a knife. You know what I mean. It's you try to go just away, to be away from the person, and to that feeling of uncomfortable. And the minute and the moment you solve the problem, you experience peace again. This is what the Prince of Peace came for into this world. To bring peace again between God and us. Why? Because we broke the relationship. We break everything. We are disobedient. We want to be our own God, and we want to build our own kingdom. And therefore, God, who created us and wants us to live in harmony with Him, what we do and what we did, break this relationship. I hope I'm correct. According to my dictionary, it is broke at pieces. We say in Afrikaans, stikkend. Everything is gone. And then God. God, as the Word so beautiful says, in His great compassion and love for us, came to us in Jesus Christ to heal, to mend, to bring back the harmony, the peace Jesus Christ brought to this world. We read this beautiful word in Romans 5, verse 1. Since we have been justified, saved, set free through faith in Jesus, we now have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The relationship is set right with God. Everything is now full of love, and we are the followers of Christ. The broken relationship is healed, is mended, is now working according to God. Colossians 1:20, Paul wrote, and through Him, Jesus Christ, God reconciled us to Him by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Because once you were alienated from God, you were away, you were turning your back on God, you were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now He has reconciled you by Christ. You are free from accusations and without blemish. Peace be on earth. This is what it is about. The peace of Christmas a week ago, we celebrate the Prince of Peace. Reconcile us, and now we are set in the right relationship with God. We are His children. He is our Father. Christmas is passed away. 2010. But do we still sense this feeling of peace with God? Do we know this because we believe in Jesus Christ through faith in Him alone? Do we experience this setting right with God? Are we living in a peaceful relation with our Lord? Then, and that is so important, this peace should bring in us a new attitude. You remember the words of the Lord in Ephesians, God make us new. He makes us new with a new way of thinking, with a new attitude. And first of all, the peace of God will help us to make peace, not with others, but first with ourselves. You know, there was a time in the psychology, they were using the word self-image. We need a good self-image. Have we peace? Are we at peace with ourselves? The word of the God, of the Lord, has two very important things to tell us. First, according to Philippians 4, Paul said, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Have I made peace with myself? Isn't it true that we always complaining? Why do I not have so much money? Why am I not as beautiful as? Why? I'm not satisfied with my hair. I'm not satisfied with my clothes. I'm not satisfied with my work. I wish I was as clever as and as beautiful as. And so we go on. Our self-image. Do we really have peace in our heart? The Lord said we should love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So our self and peace with myself is the starting point to have peace with other people. If I'm not happy with myself, I'm always struggling with other people. Why are you beautiful and I'm not? You see, I don't have peace with you. Why are you rich and I'm poor? I want power. I want power. I want to be in charge of everything. Why do you have power and I'm not? And therefore, I don't have peace with myself, but I will never have peace with anyone else because I'm always afraid of other people's. I'm always a feeling of I'm not so good, especially in a spiritual way. It's so easy to say, I'm not as holy as that people. I do not pray as much as I can't testify. I cannot believe. I don't have the faith. You hear what I'm saying? Paul wrote a very important word in Galatians 6. Verse 3 said, if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Don't think more of yourself than you should, but don't think less of yourself, because test your own actions, Paul said. Test it. And I've got the new message saying, make a careful exploration of who you are. Beautiful. The new message translation. Make a careful exploration of who you are. Then Paul said, take pride in yourself. Always, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, that sort of attitude. Be at peace with yourself and never, ever compare yourself with other people. How can we have peace? How can we experience the peace of God? The restored relationship, if I cannot live with myself. When God, in Jesus Christ, helps me to understand myself, to know what I can do and what I cannot do, to make a careful exploration of who I am, I can experience the peace of God, the harmony in myself. You know, we can call it a lot of words, but sometimes for me it is to rest in the Lord. If I don't have the rest in God, the peace, the inner harmony, I'm always on the way. I'm always hurrying somewhere and I don't know where. Because without the peace of God, I am in a dead end road. But with the peace of God, I am on the way to live in harmony with myself. And then Romans 12:18. Then if it is possible, and listen carefully, it's so beautiful. If it is possible as far as it depends on us, live in peace with everyone. You know, and careful exploration, we learn one thing for sure, and that is, I cannot change you. I cannot change your attitude. I can have a talk with you. I can plead with you. I can ask you, please change your attitude. But I cannot change you. But I can change myself through Jesus Christ. It is possible. Everything is possible. And when God renew me, renew my attitude and my way of thinking, it can help me to change towards other people, to live in peace, to make peace. That's why the word of the Lord said, so far as it depends on you, live in peace. Meeting someone, it's so easy, and you will for sure know what I try to say. Meeting a new person, I don't like him. I don't like her. But the Lord said, try again. You have to change. Your attitude should be new in faith through Jesus Christ. Ephesians, Paul wrote, get rid of all bitterness, get rid of rage, anger, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving, it's so great, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you. Don't start with my brother. Yeah, but he did that. My sister, oh, my family, my colleagues at work. I have problems with all these people. I cannot understand. Why can't they be kind to me? Why can't they love me? The Bible said, no, get rid of your anger. Get rid of your bitterness. Open your heart and change your attitude. If it is possible as far as it depends on you, live in peace with one another. Through Christ, it is possible. Let me tell you, a careful exploration of myself is not so easy, because with God's finger touching my life and seeing myself as God sees me, I'm so disappointed in the way I act, I talk, I live. And careful exploration will not be so easy. But with Christ we should start. And with His love and His forgiveness, it is possible to forgive one another. And it's possible to live in peace. The peace Christ brought to this world. The peace we celebrate at Christmas time. May the good Lord, through the work of the Holy Spirit, helps us to start living a new life in peace, in a new relationship that He, God, gives us. Because he set us in the right with him. Peace with myself so that I can have peace with everyone around me. Heavenly Father, it's so difficult to be honest with myself. It's so difficult to make an exploration of myself, and carefully to look into myself and to understand why I am what I am, why I do what I don't want to do. But thank you. Thank you, O God, for your forgiveness. Help us to forgive everyone, to live in peace with everyone. Help us to change. In Jesus' name. Amen.